I'm standing alongside Coach Chris Creighton as he and his team have just found out at the same time that they will be playing another game this season. They get the opportunity to head to Detroit right in their own backyard to participate in the Quick Lane Bowl December 26th, and they're going to do it against the University of Pittsburgh, an ACC opponent. Coach, another chance to get back on the field, another chance to do it against a Power 5 team.
We're so thankful that we're getting to play. Let's start with that. We've done some really good things this season, but you know, also didn't guarantee that we'd be going to a bowl. So, to be selected is a big deal to us, and we're appreciative, and we're going to do absolutely everything we can to give Pitt, a great game. I mean, we know that they're a fantastic program. I mean, they played for the ACC championship a year ago. So, but just to do it, we're Eastern Michigan University, and this game is being held in Eastern Michigan. And with, the 150,000 living alumni, in the area, the day after Christmas and during the holidays, what an awesome opportunity.
It's something that you've talked about a lot. Your 22 seniors get to return to the field one more time. What does that mean to you to be able to watch them go out the right way?
We're not done yet. I mean, it just felt that way here. It just, we just couldn't believe that it could be over. You never want it to end, but there was just something missing. And again, I just love the fact that it's not over. I love the fact that I get to be with these guys for, another couple weeks. And then for us to, do everything we can to live our theme and to finish strong.
I know you won't take any credit for it, but have you gotten a chance to think about what it means that in 128 seasons of Eastern Michigan football, no team has played in consecutive bowl games? Your team, as of about 20 minutes ago, will officially accomplish that goal. What does that say about the 115 guys that you have in your locker room?
Well, listen, I don't want to take anything away from those guys, but we all know that the bowl scene has changed, in the 128 years. And so got to acknowledge that. But hey, listen, to go to back-to-back bowl games, like you said, which hasn't been done before, is something that we don't take lightly. And we're not where we know we can get, but we're on our way. And this is, this is another step. And we're going to do everything we can to make Eastern Michigan University proud.
What's your schedule look like going forward? I know you haven't had a chance to probably map out everything specifically, but obviously with the game being on the 26th, a little bit of time to prepare. What's it going to look like for you and your team?
Recruit, prepare, recruit, prepare, recruit, prepare, recruit, prepare.
And finally, what's your message to those people that are Eastern Michigan alum or just residents of Southeast Michigan that will have a chance one more time on the big stage to see your team this year?
I will see you at Ford Field on December 26th. Get there early, wear green, and be crazy loud.